Today, the Pinellas Board of County Commissioners discussed how to deal with an anticipated $50 million in budget cuts that will occur because Florida voters approved Amendment 1 a week ago. Pinellas County's Budget Director John Woodruff proposed two tiers of budget cuts. One level of cuts would be for programs that are considered mandatory or essential. Programs that are non-mandatory or administrative would face higher cuts. Woodruff suggested that the entire budgets of all constitutional agencies, such as sheriff and tax collector, be considered within the lower tier of budget cuts, which may amount to no change from last year's budget. But several commissioners, led by Calvin Harris, disagreed.
No, that can't work. That cannot work. Because what you're saying is that Amendment 1 only affects some of us, and that the rest of us can just go on with life as we've always lived it, with no revenue shortfall, no cuts, no change in service delivery, nothing, just come in. And that cannot work.
Since the agencies of constitutional officers make up about 50% of the county's general fund budget, it would be nearly impossible to not cut their budgets, according to Commissioner Kenneth Welsh.
I don't understand how you can say we're going to have $40 to $50 million less in general fund revenue and tell the constitutionals who make up half of that expense that they can come in with the same budget as they did last year.
Pinellas Budget Director John Woodruff told WMNF that one reason he recommended the lower cuts for constitutional agencies was to avoid potential appeals. He said that Governor Charlie Crist and the state cabinet would make the final decision if, for example, the Pinellas County Sheriff disagreed with the budget allocated by the Pinellas Board of Commissioners.
Each constitutional officer has statutory language that relates to what that appeal process would be like. They're not all the same. Most of the appeal process takes place in Tallahassee.
Bob Stewart is the chair of the Pinellas County Commission. He agreed with other commissioners that constitutional agencies would have to face budget reductions based on their proportion of allocations from the general fund.
Definitely they're going to have to face it. They're not going to do it very willingly, I suspect. But nevertheless, when the voters said we want a reduction in taxes and we want to pay less property tax and give less ad valorem to the government, they didn't go and specify which parts of the government should be cut and which shouldn't. So what we're doing at the county commission level is saying we're treating this as a level field and that everyone should participate in the reductions. And so we will ask all of the constitutional officers to do their part in identifying 4% or whatever the dollar figure amounts to.
The budget reductions are expected to be about 10% of the roughly $500 million the county collects in property taxes. According to Commissioner Calvin Harris, the fair way to make budget adjustments would be equal cuts across the board.
The effect of Amendment 1 is to reduce all of the budgets, and I think that if we don't look at reducing across the board, if we exempt some, then we are basically saying that it's not going to be a fair cut, or that there will be other programs that will have to be cut even more to allow some people to continue spending at the level they are now. I think that if everybody absorbed the cuts across the board, we might be able to continue some level of service. If everybody does not, then it creates a problem as far as making a fair budget and reducing the budgets to match the revenue projections.
Commission Chair Bob Stewart said that the budget cutting process has already begun.
Anything else that's in the non-mandatory category is going to have to be reduced. And we're starting right now by reducing the current budget. This year's operating budget, we're asking all the departments to spend 2% less than was budgeted this year. So that'll begin to edge us into the savings and the process.